Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of the program, Today's Issues, on the American Family Radio Network. AFR.net is our website. You can also download our app at your app store on your phone or iPad or similar device. Tens of thousands of people listen to us on the app around the world.
Maybe millions.
Most of them here in the U.S., but who knows? But we appreciate everybody who listens, whether you listen on the radio or on the app. Great thing about the app is you can be out of radio range and still listen to American Family Radio. All right, if you want to send us an email, it's comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net, American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Abe's hanging on with us, Abraham Hamilton III for the next few minutes. Steve Jordahl joins us.
Good morning.
Steve works for OneNewsNow.com and American Family Radio News. You're talking in third person now, Steve?
Yeah, Steve likes working for those people.
You go full Bob Dole on us?
Ed approves of Steve speaking of himself in the third person.
Well, Tim's got a problem with it. I will say that for him. I do speak in third person. It's usually on the golf course. I don't know why Tim hit that shot, because that was awful.
That is true. I do that sometimes. Go, Ed, you idiot. I've done that.
I know.
What were you thinking?
I know. I got a friend who does that.
Seriously, an entire medium pizza?
Who does that? So Ed says to Ed, why did you eat that whole thing?
Why didn't you stop
and
me?
You expect not to have indigestion, Ed?
Why did you stop me?
Why didn't you stop me, me? Okay, so I got to get your you don't even know we voted on this.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Did you hear the show?
No, I was listening. I was getting things ready for
this
hour.
Okay, I took a vote.
Yes?
I think it was, did we?
Three to two.
Three to two planned?
No, visceral reaction.
Okay,
because Brent so collapsed when nobody else was raising their hands.
Brent went with his paycheck. Brent went with the paycheck.
I got your back, Mr. Okay. Brent.
Brent's a smart man.
Okay.
It's the economy.
Got to have food on the table. All right, so my question to you, Steve, not knowing what we did last hour.
No.
Do you think Nancy Pelosi reacted viscerally? Is that the right way to pronounce
right.
the word? Or do you think this was something she planned?
The ripping up of the speech? I'm going to vote for, how far in advance does plan have to be? Does this mean?
Before the evening.
I'm going to go with planned. I think it was probably planned. I don't think that, she's so smart as a politician that she cannot, as long as she's been in the game, I just don't see her losing her cool. I think everything she does has a political calculation to it.
Okay.
Now we're tied. Yeah, you have to go. You're gonna have to broaden. You have to broaden the poll now.
Oh, are we tied now? Sorry,
tied 3-3.
No, that's good.
Which way did you go, Tim?
I think she got ticked.
Let me refer.
I think she got. No, she was already going to be against President Trump going into the evening.
Yeah.
I just think she got. She got so angry in the moment, as I said earlier in the program, and who amongst us hasn't done that a few times in our lives, where we're so angry at a moment about something that we have to have something to take it out on. Yeah. And in her case, it was a speech. She had to rip it up.
Yeah.
What she was saying was, I hate this man's guts, and I'm going to show him, because everything he said tonight, I am against. So, anyway, go ahead, Steve. What do you got? Lead us off here.
Well, this happened about a half an hour ago. As you know, today the Senate is going to be voting on the Articles of Impeachment. That vote will happen at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central. At least the vote will start at that point. And senators are staking out their position. There's not a whole lot of question about a lot of the senators. There's a couple questions, though. One question was, will Mitt Romney vote to oust the president? And another one is, how many Democrats will vote to keep the president? There's no question that the Senate will not get the two-thirds needed to put the president out of office. Tomorrow morning, President Trump will still be president, at least until November or January, and then perhaps beyond that, given what happened last night. But half an hour ago, one of those on the fence for the Democrats is Doug Jones, the erstwhile congressman from Alabama who replaced Jeff Sessions when imploded. Roy Moore imploded. So they got the first Democrat.
Can I stop you there for a minute? A lot of people listening to us would reject. Would reject the idea that Judge Moore imploded. He may not have handled the situation as well as he could have, but a lot of what was done against him was unfair and was slanderous.
Let me rephrase.
But nonetheless, he did lose to Doug Jones, the Democrat, and now that Democrat has to go against.
He has to choose whether to vote. So
in a red state.
Doug Jones was Kavanaugh, or Judge Roy Moore was Kavanaugh, or Roy.
Yes,
or,
he was.
Or Kavanaugh was Roy Moore, as the consecutive thing went. Anyway, this was Doug Jones on the Senate floor about a half an hour ago. Cut 11.
No future whistleblower or witness will ever come forward, and no future president, Republican or Democrat, will be subject to congressional oversight as mandated by the Constitution, even when the president has so clearly abused his office and violated the public trust. Accordingly, I will vote to convict the president on both articles of impeachment.
Alabama Congressman Doug Moore.
So over the top.
Doug Jones is going to vote to convict.
Oh, this is a constitutional crisis.
Yeah.
Ed, you heard him.
Well, he's toast
in
Alabama.
Yeah, Doug Jones just solidified the fact that he won't be back in Washington, D.C. I mean, President Trump is widely popular in the state of Alabama.
George Soros promised him a job.
Yeah, he's going to have some.
He probably knows he wasn't going to be elected.
Going to be elected anyway, so he goes along with the Democrat, machine. I'm not surprised by
that. What about Romney?
Yeah, Romney.
Which way Romney announced?
Romney has not announced yet.
Mm-hmm. But does it matter?
No.
It doesn't, because you need two-thirds anyway, so they're not going to get to.
Well, I thought you needed. You need to have the quote witnesses?
Yeah, it was just a majority for the witnesses, but in order to remove the president, you need 67.
I thought they were voting on witnesses.
No, this is done.
The witnesses are done.
This is the final vote to remove or not.
By the way, folks, let me just clear something up here just for a minute. You keep hearing and Abe knows this as an attorney. You keep hearing the lingo of a trial, of a court case, of litigation. It's a little bit confusing, because when I hear people say, well, they're against having witnesses, I'm going to myself, why are you against having witnesses? Don't you want the truth to come out? Even I think like that, and I'm a supportive of the president and his argument. But so it's misleading. It's a misleading characterization of the situation. The House of Representatives already heard from witnesses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They did the investigation. So they heard from multiple, dozens of witnesses to the, quote, crime, the high crime and misdemeanor, which isn't a crime, by the way, of the president's bad conduct. So the House conducts the investigation. Then they send their findings. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Abe. They send their findings over to the Senate, and the Senate judges the merits of the accusations against the president and decides, as they're going to do today, whether it's worthy of putting him in handcuffs and taking him out of the Oval Office.
You're right. It's not only that. The House of Representatives chooses their use another sports metaphor, their starting lineup in the form of managers of the impeachment in order to present the full case to the senators. So,
When you hear these Democrats say, "I'm just aghast that we're having a trial here and we can't even have witnesses."
Right.
What are you trying to hide? That's they know perfectly well that that's not the case.
Yes.
Okay, but they say that anyway because they want to I think they want to intentionally mislead the American people.
Anyway. Well, you don't say with groups like Planned Parenthood and
I know,
you know, Let Love Reign and
yeah, they show
equality
you.
And
yeah, I continue to say that the impeachment was nothing but a 2-year-old's temper tantrum.
And I describe it as the impeachment is a 2020 electoral strategy.
A very bad one. A good one if you're Trump.
Yes.
Well, I describe it as a pepperoni pizza
medium
with
the one you ate
with pineapple on it. Just should not have. Just should not have been done.
That's wrong.
It's wrong,
huh?
Gotta tell you.
I think most of us can agree with that.
Pineapple on a pizza?
Yeah. So I'm saying it's wrong, Tim. Shouldn't be done.
I'm with you, Ed, on that. You think somebody who puts pineapple on a pizza does so viscerally?
Or do you was think, it pre-planned?
Or was it planned?
Or do you think they pre-planned that? If they pre-planned it, I don't know. I got a problem with that. Really, that's like premeditated sin.
Pineappling.
Yes.
Yeah. Premeditated pineappling. That's a crime.
It,
well, it's a high crime and misdemeanor if Trump did.
I think we need to move to impeach Ed right now. Who's with me?
We're going to impeach Ed, and we're not even going to have a witnesses.
There, I want to know, was there a whistleblower? Who
you
turned
did it
me
to yourself.
In?
It was Brent Ciaramella. Brent Ciaramella.
I got to tell you, Ed, it was Fred Jackson. He blew the whistle on you.
Well, Ed is not happy.
You're on a roll.
Yeah.
All right, let's get serious here.
Okay, you're on a pizza roll, Ed. Oh, man. I got more of those.
Yeah, the hits just keep on coming.
Okay, Steve.
All right, we are trying to bring food in and stuff for our correspondent, Chris Woodward, who was brought in late Monday night to tell us the results of the Iowa caucuses. He is still at his desk, still waiting for the results.
He never got to go home?
No, he didn't. He's still there. He's still waiting, and we're going to let him nap under the desk. We're bringing in food for him as we speak, but he's still waiting for the results. As of right now, there are 71% of the delegates that have been counted, the votes
That's
that have been
amazing.
Counted in Iowa, and it's looking like this. Right now, Pete Buttigieg is still in the lead. He has 11 delegates that have been assigned to him, 419 delegates that have been assigned. No, 11 delegates that have been assigned to him. His lead over Bernie Sanders has shrunk a bit. Bernie in second place with 5 delegates. 11 delegates for Bernie, 5 for Elizabeth Warren, 0 delegates for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So based on what you just said, Sanders and Buttigieg would have the same number of delegates.
That's what, as it stands, with 71%, and hopefully by January we'll have the rest of the, you know, thing in. We'll know.
I will say this: seeing what happened to Iowa here, and the app not working, and the way the whole thing's gone down, I just, as a lifelong Mississippian, I just thank the Lord that didn't happen to us, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we're already get the jokes, you know, about the ignorant. Well, Iowa does too. They get the ignorant bumpkin jokes.
Do they?
Oh yeah.
Iowa, just because they're all farmers or something?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah, it's a rural state, and you know, big city folks like New York and LA. They
produce more bacon than any other state in the country. That goes a long way towards erasing
I know.
Any ill feelings.
Ed, duly noted, as a man who just sprinkled bacon on my on my popcorn, I concur. But I'm just this whole thing with their app not working, and they're 72%. Hey, wait, we got breaking news here. The Democrat Party of Iowa. I'm reading this.
Yes, yes.
The Democrat Party of Iowa invites all the voters back Thursday night for a caucus, the second round. They're going to do it again?
Yeah, no.
And they want everybody to come back free hot dogs.
Free hot dogs and pizza.
And door prizes for everybody who will come back and caucus again tomorrow night in Iowa for the Democrats.
Are you serious?
No.
Ed does not believe that's true.
Ed's been around Tim long enough, and Abe will soon learn. Abe's almost caught on, but no. You asking me, am I serious about
the
free hot dogs or the door prizes? You know what? That was an embarrassing situation.
I have a question for Abe, though.
Okay.
The candidates each, their committees spent millions of dollars on Iowa. They moved people to the state. They canvassed it for weeks and months, wanting to get out front.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's all for naught. Do they have grounds to sue the Democrat Party of
Democrats suing Iowa, Democrats?
Or
what? I'd impeach them.
I mean, you just wasted millions of my campaign dollars.
No, they wouldn't have grounds to sue. I mean, because that's the party that they're members of. You know, it's not like the party compelled them to participate at the level that they participated.
However, Abe, if you believe in conspiracy theory.
Which I don't.
Bernie Sanders. But I don't either, typically. My wife and I have these discussions at night. Sometimes she'll tell me, you're just too naive. You don't believe that could happen, she says. She's not crazy.
Yeah, I understand.
Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster stuff. I'm the Bigfoot guy. But anyway, things can happen that you would call a crazy conspiracy. But if there's a lot of money at stake in something, things happen that you say, wonder how that happened. Well, Bernie Sanders is leading in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrat Party establishment don't want him. They made it clear. James Carville, he just said it out in the loud. So, they don't want Bernie Sanders showing up good in a Des Moines Register poll 2 days before the caucuses and give him more momentum. And furthermore, they don't want to report that he won the night, although it's being reported now he won or either was second place.
Just barely.
So that kind of. I'm just saying that there's a lot of powerful people who don't want Bernie Sanders to win, and so some strange things could be happening inside the Democrat Party.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you don't have to go that far back in history. 2016, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Donna Brazile, and the fix was in against Bernie Sanders for Hillary Clinton. So it's not beyond the pale to consider that. I don't consider that a conspiracy theory to think that there were efforts to keep Bernie Sanders from the nomination again.
But you don't think Bernie Sanders, people opposing to Bernie Sanders, even though that app was created by a couple of Clinton supporters, is what I read.
Clinton's don't want Bernie Sanders in there.
A Clinton supporter and a Mitt Romney campaign staffer.
Okay, so.
I thought Pete Buttigieg had somebody connected.
He has ties to the company that has ties to Shadow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what's going on here?
Right.
Y'all not see this? Am I the only one? We've got Buttigieg. Is that his name?
Buttigieg.
I'm going to struggle with that one. I better go Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete.
Even Brett Baer is doing Mayor Pete. He didn't try that last name. Anyway, Mayor Pete. You got Hillary. People. These are the same people who worked on her to destroy her emails.
Yes.
They're now creating the app. I'm kidding. I don't. But anyway.
I think it's stunning that Joe Biden is going to probably wind up with zero delegates in Iowa.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
But Joe Biden is on to
New Hampshire.
We're on to.
Where am I?
Where are we on to?
God love you, Chuck. Stand up.
You know, when I
was, no, you can't stand up. No, you know, stay seated. Yeah.
When I was vice president with Gerald Ford back in 1976, wait a minute, was that?
80s? What was that?
President?
No, he was a Republican.
Barack America.
Okay. Next story, Steve.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
Ed says I'm going to get in trouble with the old people lobby.
Yeah, you might. The good news keeps rolling out. Today, ADP, the payroll people, the people that do a whole lot of America's paychecks, come out every month or every quarter with numbers as to how the economy's doing. And in January, the private payrolls in the United States rose by 291,000 people, the best month since May of 2015, and almost double what the analysts thought was going to happen. We're adding more jobs and more jobs and more jobs to the economy. Another reason President Trump could have stuck in his cap last night.
That's another reason why Nancy Pelosi tore up her speech last night. You hear news like that, you know you're going to lose in November. What's going to be interesting, if it's a foregone conclusion that President Trump's going to win, and we are a long way till November, and a lot of things can happen, okay? We've all seen it happen in politics and sports and other things. Things change. But If it were today, President Trump, I think everybody agrees, would win rather handily.
If it were today,
on the Electoral College.
Okay, cool. I'm going to say I think it's going to be closer than you think, just because there are a lot of people who would vote for a zebra. I'm just picking an animal out. If it was on the Democratic ticket,
I know. But that's true.
I'm just going to say it probably will still be close.
Since Gore versus Bush, we're a divided country, and it will be another divided country.
Right.
But
I think we're more divided now than we were than Gore v. Bush, though.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
ideologically and philosophically, and the passion. However, I will say this: I think I'm talking Electoral College.
Right.
I'm not talking popular vote. I think the Democrat might win the popular vote again because of California and New York. But Electoral College, I think Trump wins rather handily, if it were today. What Nancy Pelosi, I think, is more worried about is she loses the title of Madam Speaker in November.
If the House
Very
is
distinct
flipped.
Possibility.
Yeah, it's in play now. I think a couple months ago, people would have not considered that to even be a possibility.
I didn't a couple months ago.
But
now, today, it's a real...
Things have changed.
It's a real possibility. I think Walker told me that they only need to flip...
It's like 11 seats or something like that.
It's not a lot.
Aren't they 18 behind?
I think they're 18.
But I will say this. I think Nancy Pelosi is done either way.
Yeah.
I think if they hold the House, I think she retires and somebody else. She does not get elected by the Democrats again, I think, as House Speaker. Mm. I think she's...
You think they go further left?
I think they do.
They go AOC type thing?
I think they go with their base.
Who's the number two? Steny Hoyer.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's, again,
yeah,
he's with
younger.
The shuffleboard crowd.
Right.
Huh?
They'll go with someone younger. I don't know who that is. I'm not a Democrat.
Who's third for the Democrats? Who's third in leadership, Steve?
I'll have to look it up.
James Clyburn?
If it is, he's older than all of them.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to go with any of those establishment kind of
people. I want to look up Steny Hoyer.
I think it might be James Clyburn after Steny Hoyer.
Look up James Clyburn. See how Clyburn is that what you say?
Clyburn, yeah.
How old is he?
House 95,676.
Steny Hoyer's 80.
Yeah, I don't think they're going with any of those folks. They'll find somebody younger.
But wait a minute now. I know, but these are. Well, I will say this, Ed. Knowing these politicians, and it's true on the Republican side as well as the Democrat side. And maybe it's just human nature, but Steny Hoyer may be 80 years old. He's a Democrat from Maryland. And Nancy Pelosi's 79. But if you've been waiting around for your chance to be top dog, you're not going to let that pass, even if it's for only one term.
Yeah.
That's generally how people are. And he's been waiting his turn, Steny Hoyer. He's been number two. What's the other fellow? The Clyburn? How old is he?
Clyburn is 80, I believe.
Wow. Huh? You take the top three leaders of the Democratic Party, you're busting 240. Right there.
Adding them.
I'm sorry, he's 79. He'll be 80 in July.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Hearts.
His middle name is Enos.
It's what?
Enos. E-N-O-S. James Enos Clyburn.
And that's relevant because...
Because we have a couple of seconds left, and I just wanted to say something, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve, for your contributions.
My pleasure.
And Ed, Abe, Brent, thank you for voting with me, Brent. I'll remember you for the Christmas bonus. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.